Hey, you guys, it's me, your one and only A-Train.
Voice memo with Amanda. She records it on her iPhone.
Coming at you live from my room where it's gardening day, gardener's day, so there's either the constant sound of leaf blowers or the bang, bang, banging of the roofers next door. And I'm just sort of surrounded by noise. And yesterday last night I went to see John Early with my friend. And I had one can of wine, which was disgusting. And I feel fully, like, bad and hungover. So it's a good recipe to be sort of hungover off of canned wine and just listening to bang, bang, banging of hammers and the blowing of leaf blowers on such a beautiful day as today in Los Angeles. The show I went to last night was so fun. I love John Early. He's the kind of guy, comedian, it's probably like him, Henry Phillips, and back when Zach Galifianakis was around. It's kind of like anything they say makes me laugh. And Kate Berlant, of course. And John Early is just so funny. Like, it's not even really stand-up. It's just sort of, he's just talking about life. And he's so funny. And everything he says, it's like, I agree with you. And it's all things I'm like, I've thought that too. But he just says it so much more eloquently. And he's just so funny. But it was kind of weird, like, I don't really go out very much, which is part of the reason why I haven't made voice memos in so long, is that my life is sort of just hanging out with my kids, taking them to school, picking them up from school, going to the store, going on a walk, going to my mom's house, going to my dad's house, going to the gym. That's literally every day I'm doing most of those things, and that's it. So when I do finally go out and do something fun, then it's like, oh, I have something to actually talk about and share. And the show last night was super fun, but it is like, you know, I don't really go to concerts very often or shows or anything. And it's weird, like, going to a show that's only standing, right? It's like general admission. And it does sort of bring out this, like, it's almost like when you're driving, like, in traffic. Like, it's the same kind of energy that's brought out where, like, when you get there a little early and there's a bunch of space on the floor while people are getting drinks or whatever. And then once it gets closer to the show, everybody kind of starts to, like, sneak in front of you. Which is kind of annoying. Like, I really don't like that. But I mean, it's like, whatever. I guess they want to get a good spot. But it's sort of like, well, why are you going in here right now? Like, kind of cutting you off. It's like, I'm not saving the spot for you. I'm saving the space for me. You know? And it's sort of, it's like this sort of like primal thing. Like when, you know, like when COVID was about to happen and everybody's like at the grocery store, like, looking at each other like, I want that thing. Like, it's this weird, like, survival instinct or something. I don't know. It's so weird. And so I was with my friend Cora, who's taller than me. So she's kind of behind me. And then, like, as the show was getting started, there's this, like, guy by himself. Just kind of, like, move, kind of, like, just kind of push. Like, you know when someone's just kind of too much in your space where it's like, okay, now that's you're too close to me. Like, okay, yeah, I know we're all together. We're all watching this show. There's not that much room, but it's like you're still too close to me. Like, back up a little bit. And he was just kind of like right up on me, and I'm like, okay, dude. And he was so weird. Like, first of all, I don't like seeing a man. I hate to say it, guys, but as a woman, I don't like seeing a man by himself. It, like, immediately puts me on edge, like, alone at a show or at the movies. I hate like when I'm sitting with my friends and then right next to me is just a guy by himself with a jacket and a hood on. I'm like, what are you up to? What are you up to? Because I don't like when guys wear hoods. I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know what the significance of the hood is or what that like communicates, but I don't like it. It just makes me feel like you're up to something. You're suspicious. You're hiding something and you're planning something, which might just be ingrained in me. But so this guy like moved in front of me and then he's like looking around constantly, looking behind him. I'm like, what are you looking for? Who are you looking for? What's the deal? Every like 2 minutes pulling out his phone. I'm like, what are you I was literally like looking at his phone, like, what is this motherfucker up to? And he had a beer. And then like, he would do this weird thing where John Early would, it wasn't even like a punchline. And the guy would turn to his right, like kind of looking my way, go, ha 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 ha. And then his face would drop. So he would do this like weird, fake, obnoxious laugh, ha 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 ha. And then like his face would just completely drop. I was like, okay, this guy's giving me like weird psycho vibes. Like, what are you looking for? Who are you looking for? Why are you doing all these weird, performative, just like weird, awkward things? And he's right in front of me. I'm like, you're killing my vibe. You're killing my buzz because now I'm just focused on you. Like, do you have a knife? I literally was like, if this fucker has a knife, I'm going to throw my drink in his eyes, right? Like if he turns to stab me, like that's kind of where my brain goes. And I don't know if this is the same for other women, but I'm just kind of like on alert. Now I'm like in defense mode and I'm not relaxed and I'm not enjoying one of my favorite people ever, John Early. The guy leaves to go get a drink. And then me and I could tell there were other people around us too that were kind of like turned off by this guy. Kind of like, what is his deal? But I didn't want to say anything to my friend Cora because I didn't want to kill the buzz. So then as soon as he leaves to get a drink, I move in. Like we kind of like close off the space so he can't come back. But then he comes back and I'm like, oh God. And then I start to think, well, maybe he's just drunk. But like he's just acting so bizarre, like so erratic. And then he leaves to get another drink and then he doesn't come back. I'm like, thank fucking God. Now I can enjoy the show. But then there's always like, okay, I went to see a show at the YouTube Theater. I went to see Janelle Monáe there. And I was sitting in the, I was standing like in the pit. And the great thing, the YouTube Theater in LA is weird because it's like the audience is very well lit. So if you turn around, you can see everybody in the audience. It's like a weird, the lighting is weird and it's very sort of big and like cavernous. But the pit is great because it's like pitched. It's at a pitch, right? It's at an angle. So if I'm standing behind someone, I can see over them. Like, which is just seems like a great idea. Like, why make it a flat? Why make it flat? Because then it's hard for everybody to see in the back. So I'm at the show. That fucking weird guy leaves finally. But then I'm still stuck behind like two goofballs with like this big ass hair. It's like, put your hair down. I don't know. I'm just like, can you move? There should be, even if it's a general admission, there should be like a height thing. So no tall fuckers are like in the middle or like right in front of your shit. Like get the fuck out of the way. Like even this weird guy that was next to me, it's like if you're by yourself, go to the wings of the stage. Like go to the side. Leave the middle for people who are here with their friends. Is that mean? I don't know. It just gives me such weird, like I just hate that feeling. Oh, and when I went to see Janelle Monáe, I'm in the pit. There's like this older guy literally in the front center, very front in front of the stage with his phone filming the whole time. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? If I was Janelle Monáe, I'd take the phone and I would have smashed it or kicked it out of his hand. Because it's like, some people are here to actually enjoy it live. Like I try not to be on my phone. I try not to take pictures. I just want to be in the moment. That's annoying. Oh, and also at that show, there was like this older woman with like an old school video camera, like going through the crowd, like filming people. It's like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, is that legal? Can you legally film people like that without their consent? And just be all up in their face? It should be illegal. Like, you know how celebrities will get sued when they break a paparazzi's camera or whatever. It's like, that's a backwards. If you're like in my face, I have every right to take my phone and smash it. Not my phone, I'm sorry. I have every right to take your phone and smash that shit or camera or whatever. It's just like, did people forget manners like those couple of years when nobody was out doing shit? It's like, did you forget how to operate in the world? I mean, I kind of did a little bit, but I still know like social rules and protocol and like, this is how you behave when you're in a large crowd. It's like, don't be rude and don't be fucking weird. Like, the guy in front of me was like there was a lull. It was like he wanted to get John Early's attention, and there was a lull, and he goes, "Early for president." And I'm just like, "What?" Like, that's not even funny. It's like, who, like, I don't know. That guy was just really like freaking me out. And I really do get freaked out when there's like weird guys alone at the movie theater with their hood on. I really don't like that. I mean, maybe it's like all the shootings and stuff, you know, that's like, I'm just like, oh, it's going to happen to me and it's going to be this fucking weird guy. And then I think too, I'm like, if I'm on high alert for some crazy shit, it's like, I'm going to be able to get out of this, you know, like that guy that was in front of me. I'm like, if he's going to start stabbing people, like I said, I know where the exit is and I'm going to throw my drink in his eyes so he can't fucking see. It's not terrible. I'm just trying to go enjoy my life. And now I have to deal with this shit. And there was a girl next to me who, like, I used to work with at Umami Burger, like, literally 10 years ago, longer. And I follow her on Instagram still. I don't know if she follows me. And I see her story all the time. And, like, we didn't say anything to each other, which was kind of weird. But I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of, like, tired. Like, being out in those kinds of situations, I'm just like, I don't have the energy to like put anything in, you know what I mean? I'm like, what am I gonna be like, hi, I literally haven't seen you in like 10 years, hi, how are you? I mean, I should have, right? Just cut the tension and just be like, hey Kelsey. I should have. And I was hoping there were some hot guys there, but there weren't, because I'm like, oh right, everybody who likes John Early is probably gay. Or the hot guys that were there were with their girlfriends, which makes me sad. I just want to see hot guys every now and then. I was walking around the reservoir. Listen, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I'm really good with celebrities for the most part. Like, you know, current celebrities, not old ones. And I was walking around the reservoir with my doggy little T and Josh Hutcherson, which some of you might know, some of you might not. He's PETA in the Hunger Games. Was running with a friend, like the opposite way I was going. So when I was walking forward, he was running towards me and he lapped me a few times, where I'm like, how many times is this motherfucker going to run around? He probably ran like 7 miles, but he was hot. So that was kind of fun. It's like the most fun thing of my week is like seeing a celebrity going around the reservoir. I do love it though. I gotta say, I love celebrities, which is like, why? I don't know. I just like seeing them. And one day I will meet John Early, because, you know, it just kind of sucks. It's like I see, you know, I follow comedians on Instagram, and yes, I'm friends with some of them, but there's ones like Kate Berlant and John Early. It's like I know that we would be friends, you know what I mean? It's like, I know we would get along and we could make each other laugh, and like, I get all your references, and like, I've been really into Katya and Trixie and Katya on Netflix, who are drag queens. Again, I'm not sure if this audience knows or enjoys drag queens, but Trixie and Katya are so funny on YouTube, and I'm watching it and I'm like, I fit in with you guys. Like, I would be friends with you. I know what you're referencing. We have the same sense of humor. It's so sad. It's like, I guess that's what all this Instagram and like like influencer stuff is kind of what it's based around. It's people like seeing you and thinking we could be friends. We should be friends. I should be friends with them, but I'm such a nobody that like nobody even gives me the time of day. Kind of sucks actually. Like being at parties with like successful people in the industry and it's like they just do not give one fuck about anything that I have to say. And I can see it on their face. Like I've been in conversations with people where I'm like, I can see you looking for someone else to talk to while I'm talking to you. Like it's really rude actually. Just if you're in a social setting, like just be polite. Like maybe I'm a little too clued in on that kind of thing. Like I'm very hyper aware of it. And it just like sucks to be so like aware, you know what I mean? Or caring so much about what other people are doing or how they feel about me. I think that's the difference, right? Like this person I was talking to at this party last year, which obviously it still bothers me the way she was treating me. I'm like, she doesn't give a fuck how I feel about her. You know what I mean? It's like she could be a bitch to me and she doesn't care because she doesn't care about me. But it doesn't matter to me. I want strangers to like me. I want everybody to like me. I'm very much a people pleaser, which sucks, actually. Anyway, I probably should talk to my therapist because I haven't talked to her in a while, and I feel like this has taken a turn into a pseudo-therapy session where I'm just talking to myself. Oh, and also when I've been driving in the car, this is something I love saying to old people who are like driving slow or whatever. I love calling them an old fuck. Isn't that so mean? Like, come on, you old fuck. And then I laugh because I'm like, that's mean. They're just old. I'm getting old. My God, I'm so like, ugh. I'm really like feeling the passage of time lately and it sucks. So maybe that's why I like calling old people an old fucks. Come on, you old fuck. Come on, you fucking bitch. I say that too. My kids don't hear me because I don't talk like that in front of them. But if they did hear me, that would be a problem, right? Speaking of children, I must go retrieve mine from school. Anyway, sorry about this rambling mess. I haven't done this in a while and I'm trying to be a good, you know, I don't even know how to describe myself. I'm trying to be nice and give you guys something that I don't even know if you want, to be honest. I don't know if I would want it. Anyway, leave comments. Let me know if you have any like horror stories of being out at a show with fucking weirdos like giving you the creeps. All right. I love you guys. Bye.